From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another bold Taliban attack in Afghanistan. Five Taliban gunmen are holding a number of hostages as they fight security forces at a military housing block near the Afghan airport in Kandahar. Earlier Tuesday, suicide bombers attacked the complex, killing 18. Nine of the suicide bombers were killed. Christopher Stenton is a South Asian analyst at the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies.
It seems the strategy is to try and make sure that they're not forgotten about. Dr. Ghani, the Afghan president, is going to Pakistan for the Heart of Asia conference, where not just Pakistan and Afghanistan are talking, but lots of foreign ministers, including the Indian foreign minister. And I think the Taliban are saying to people, look, we may have a few issues in terms of who's actually leading us, but we're still out there and you still need to consider us.
Tuesday's attack comes days after speculation about the fate of Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour amid reports he was wounded in an internal dispute. New unrest reported in Central African Republic capital Bangui, where protesters reacted to news. Former President Francois Bozizé has been barred from running in this month's elections. Meanwhile, the head of the UN Regional Office for Central Africa, Abdoulaye Bathily, warned the Security Council Tuesday violence in the region has triggered a humanitarian and security crisis.
The recent spate of violence that erupted in September in the Central African Republic has generated additional refugee populations within the region and gross human rights violations against local populations, particularly in Bangui.
Mr. Bathily called for a regional summit to discuss the root causes of radicalization and terrorism. This is VOA News. A series of attacks by Nigerian jihadists on islands near around Lake Chad are displacing thousands. The Chad director of the UN World Food Program, Mary Ellen McGroarty, says her agency has assisted tens of thousands fleeing insecurity, and tens of thousands more are expected to flee this month. Sioux had attacks Saturday in Lake Chad, killed at least 15 and wounded dozens. David Miliband of the International Rescue Committee, meanwhile, visited the Fufore transit camp in Adamawa State, Nigeria, saying thousands returning from Cameroon need short-term humanitarian assistance.
That's a big challenge for any country, for any state, and for one that, like Nigeria, is one which should not just concentrate their minds, but also bring attention and support from the international community, and that's why I'm here.
He says the refugees are often confused about whether it's safe to return to their homes. Russia says it has, for the first time, struck Islamic State targets in northern Syria with missiles fired from submarines in the Mediterranean. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said cruise missiles targeted two positions near the extremist Syrian city of Raqqa. The Russian defense chief said more than 600 suspected IS targets have been struck in recent days. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he remains hopeful talks can be held next week on ending the Syrian war. Speaking in Paris, he said the talks scheduled December 18 in New York will depend on events in the coming week, including a Saudi-led conference on the Syrian opposition. The United States is reviewing reports Iran carried out a ballistic missile test last month in violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. Samantha Powers, the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
The United States is conducting a serious review of the reported incident. I don't actually have more details to share at this time, and I don't want to get ahead of the work that people are doing inside the U.S. government to see if we can confirm it. But as happened last time, if we can confirm it, and if there is a violation of any UN Security Council resolution, we will come here and we will seek appropriate action.
U.S. officials say the test was conducted November 21st and the missile traveled within Iranian territory. Special UN advisor Adama Diang warned Tuesday violence in Burundi could devolve into genocide on the eve of the first international day to commemorate the victims of genocide. He said there is a serious risk the unrest sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to seek a third term between Hutus and Hutus could degenerate into civil war, and then he says anything is possible. The World Health Organization says the number of cases of malaria worldwide has dropped. The number of fatalities from the mosquito-borne disease has fallen to below 500,000 in the past year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.